This is a CJSON podcast, and I'm Thomas Mavrakanas from McGill University. Patients on maintenance dialysis are at high risk for acute coronary syndromes and are frequently treated with a drug-eluting stent. Patients who receive drug-eluting stents require dual antiplatelet therapy, with low-dose aspirin and clopidogrel being the standard of care for many years. More recently, ticagrelor and prasugrel have shown superior efficacy and are now preferred to clopidogrel in the general population unless contraindicated or unavailable. There is positive data for these agents in patients with kidney failure. In this study, we were interested in assessing the relative efficacy and safety of ticagrelor and prasugrel compared with clopidogrel in patients on maintenance dialysis who receive a drug-eluting stent. To study this, we used the United States Renal Data System to identify all patients on maintenance dialysis with available administrative data who received ticagrelor, prasugrel, or clopidogrel within 90 days from stent insertion. Then, we used inverse probability-weighted Cox proportional hazard models to examine the association between antiplatelet agents and clinical outcomes. Weights were estimated with propensity scores for multiple treatments. The weighted cohort included 6,648 patients on clopidogrel, 621 on prasugrel, and 449 on ticagrelor. We found that the incidence of the primary outcome, a composite of cardiovascular death, myocardial infarction or stroke at 12 months, was high and similar across the three treatment groups. In addition, we observed a trend towards more frequent bleeding episodes with both prasugrel and ticagrelor compared with clopidogrel. Although a numerically higher incidence of revascularization was seen with prasugrel, suggesting more severe or anatomically complex coronary disease in patients treated with this agent, the incidence of myocardial infarction was similar with both prasugrel and ticagrelor compared with clopidogrel. Our results suggest that there is probably no added benefit from the newer, more potent antiplatelet agents, prasugrel and ticagrelor, compared with clopidogrel in patients on maintenance dialysis who receive a drug-eluting stent. Clinical trials in this complex population are needed. In the meantime, both prasugrel and ticagrelor could potentially be considered in selected patients on maintenance dialysis with anatomically complex coronary disease who are treated with a drug-eluting stent. The potential benefit should be balanced against an eventually higher risk of clinically relevant bleeding. I want to close by thanking all the co-authors involved with this study and the United States Renal Data System that provided the data reported here.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition, or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.